How are you?
Pretty well.
Bob, it's Justin Hyland. I'm here too.
Hey, Justin. I'm not sure that it's 6 o'clock, so we'll go ahead and call to order the meeting of the PCQ Advisory Committee for tax relief. And I'll call the roll as usual, just for the record. So, and I should have mentioned for the record, my name is Bob Adair. So I'll go ahead and call the committee members and indicate if they're absent or present. Charles Allred.
Here.
I think Charles, okay. Roland Bieber. Maybe he'll join. Michelle Carter.
I'm here.
All right. Lord Graham. Okay. Adam Haynes.
Here.
Justin Hyland.
Here.
Hugh Landon.
Here.
Martha Landry.
Here.
Bill Longley.
I'm here.
Greg Maxson. And Mark Nancy.
Here.
Cyrus Reed. It looks like we do have a quorum. If anyone dials in later, we'll certainly indicate them as present. So we do have a quorum, so we can proceed. Generally, I will mention the policy for the public comments, and that is we welcome comments from the public. And so I will pause at certain times and hopefully to give you sufficient time to jump in. I realize sometimes the conference calls are hard to know when to break in, but I'll try to pause and give adequate time for people to comment. So any general comments for the committee members? Do you have a request from TCQ staff? Or are you going to mention something before we get started? I'll go to the next item.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Elizabeth Sartain. I'm with the Tax Relief Program, and I just wanted to let you guys know that we have a new team leader for the program. Her name is Cheryl Cavone. She started in December with the program and has experience with air and water issues. We're happy to see her, but I wanted you guys to be aware of who she is because you'll see her copied on various items.
Welcome, Cheryl.
Hi there. Can you all hear me?
Yes. Glad you could join us.
Well, thanks for that introduction. Like Elizabeth said, I've just been with the program for a few months, and my background is chemical engineering. I've worked in a couple of different areas of the agency. I've enjoyed learning about the COP2 program, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you all and working with you.
Great. Thank you, Cheryl. With that, we'll continue the introductions. And we have two new members, Michelle Carter and Martha Landwehr, and just in alphabetical order, no other reason. So, Michelle, we have both of your resumes that, of course, that were submitted with the nomination, but we just thought we would get a quick informal introduction, kind of get to know you. So, share a minute, 5 minutes, it's very open. So, feel free to just share a few comments with us.
Sure. Michelle Carter. I've been with Eastman for 30 years. I'm a chemical engineer from Texas A&M University, originally from Ohio, but moved to Texas as soon as I could. So have been in the environmental compliance realm for probably 25 of those 30 years. So also have some experience in manufacturing. And also excited to learn some more about this this group and what all is done and working with each and every one of you.
Great. Thanks, Michelle. Glad to have you with us. Martha?
So thanks, Bob. Hi, everybody. Martha Wainwehr. I currently work at BASF. I do state government affairs for them. I'm also a licensed attorney here in Texas. I've been with BASF for 2.5 years now. I previously, before that, actually worked for Commissioner Lindley at TCEQ, so I did have a little bit of agency experience prior to that. And before that, I was general counsel at Texas Chemical Council and did have some familiarity with this program. A number of folks on the committee I already know. Some of you will be new to me, so I'm happy to be participating here. As you all know, I represent Texas Association of Manufacturers on this committee. So I'm looking forward to diving into the issues a little bit more deeply than I have in the past, and looking forward to getting to know everybody.
Thank you.
Great.
Hey, Bob. This is Cyrus Reed. I was a few minutes late. I just wanted to let you know that I'm here.
Okay, great. I was about to mention that. Did anyone else join?
Greg Maxim.
Okay, great. Good. Right. So I'm showing, is Lloyd on? Lloyd is the only one I'm showing that's in Roland. Is Roland on? Okay. Those two are absent as of right now anyway. So we'll go ahead and go to the next item, which is the election of the 22 Advisory Committee Chair. As everyone knows, including we've informed the two new members, that the committee bylaws require an annual election of the chair. And as usual, I'm not running for office, but I'm available to continue. And we'll just step back and comply with the will of the committee. Do I hear any nominations?
I would like to nominate you to continue your reign of terror as chair of the advisory committee, if you're willing to serve.
Okay. So, I should have mentioned earlier, TCG staff asked me to, if everyone would mention their name before they speak, just for the record.
Right.
So, if you'll do that again, please.
Yeah, Cyrus Reed with the Sierra Club, and I'd like to nominate Bob Adair to continue as chair of the advisory committee.
This is Charles Allred. I second.
What?
This is Adam Haynes. I move that we close nominations.
Okay. We've had a nomination and a motion to close nominations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion to elect Bob Adair as 2022 Advisory Committee Chair. So those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you again for your confidence. And we will continue to the next item. So review and revise the 2021 draft annual report to everyone. And if you've had time to review it, I appreciate your comments. Michelle, it was good enough to, and it was a good test, Michelle. Of course, I didn't intentionally make a mistake, but you did catch one. At the very end of the last stage, the very last date should be 2022, not 2021, in the last paragraph. So other than that, I've not heard any other suggested revisions, but I'll let you take those now. Or any further explanation, if anybody has any questions. Do we need more time to review it? I'm not pushing this.
Yeah, Bob, I'll admit I'm just looking. I didn't have a chance to look at it. I'm sure it's good. Do we need to take action on this today?
We don't have to today. I was hoping we would so I could go ahead and get to the commissioners, but we don't have to.
Well, tell you what, I'll continue to glance at it and make sure I don't see any major things missing as we talk. But I'd like a few minutes just to make sure.
Okay. And if you prefer, we can vote the way we do on minutes, even a week or two after the actual meeting. If the committee prefers to do that, we can vote by email.
Bob, can we just, if possible, this is Greg Maxson, give him time to look at it, and we'll just move on to the next couple of items and then come back to this?
Yeah, we do that also. You got to. All right. So we are now moving to item number 5, which is to continue the triangle review of the non-exclusive deals for the 2-1 table. And previously, and for the benefit of the two new members, TCQ staff has provided the information or a list of Tier 2 applications in the past. And I think we'll send that to you. If I'm glad to do that, I'd be glad to do that. But as of now, from my understanding, one item has been recommended to be added to the tier one list. And we still have time because I think the timeline is we prefer to submit advice to the commission by the end of 2022. So we certainly have time on that. And TCQ staff has indicated their tentative plan is for TC commissioners to finalize rulemaking in this round by the end of 2023.
Bob, it's Adam Haynes. When did the new list? I don't remember seeing the new list. When did it come out? I can search my email for it.
I think it was that was submitted where we started the review for the December meeting. And it was with a December, I'm pretty sure it was with a December attachment.
I'll go back and look at it. Thanks.
But I forwarded it from Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks.
So we'll be glad to send that out again.
Yeah, that would be easier. Although I have seen from December, but.
Hey, Bob, it's Elizabeth. According to my records, I sent you that information on December 22nd, if that helps.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that helps. Thanks. Any other comments at this point?
Yeah, Bob, just I frequently mention this, but just you know,
this is Cyrus. Correct?
Yeah, Cyrus Reed, with Sarah Clark. We all know this happens when a Democratic administration comes in. There tends to be an increase in proposals on environmental regulations, and when a Republican administration comes in, there tends to be an attempt to, you know, in Sierra Club's view, roll back, but other people might have other views. So there are a number of proposals out there from the current EPA, things like, you know, methane standards. I know they're looking at increasing the VOC requirements on oil and gas. There's obviously they're reviewing the chemical safety rule at refineries. They're looking, you know, they're considering a new CASPER, which could increase the use of SCRs at power plants. I think all the things they're talking about are already on our list as tier one, but we might just at some future meeting want to consider if there's any additional equipment that might be added by these, you know, proposed rules. But again, at the moment, they're all proposals, so we have time.
Okay. And I ask Cyrus or someone else, since we have time in the proposal, what is the projected timeline of when this might be more than just a proposal? In other words, will it be in time by the end of 2022 for us to update our proposals?
Yeah, I think some of them would be
implemented by 2022. I know, I mean, the one I know the most about are the methane rules. And I think their plan, EPA's plan, is to roll out actual rulemaking in, like, the August period. They're going to have a supplemental to the initial proposal. And so I'm thinking it's August, but then there's, you know, obviously public participation. So it could be the end of the year. Again, I think the type of equipment they're talking about, you know, the cameras to look for leaks, the low bleed or no bleed pneumatic devices, I think they're all covered, but we probably should just maybe at a future meeting we can, you know, look at some of this. I want to, you know, we like these regulations, but I also don't want industry to be taxed twice for having to do them. So it might be worth just looking at. But I'm sure there'll be lots.
Give me my thanks.
So, yeah.
Do you have comments?
This is Martha. I actually have a question about that. So just for process purposes, I think Cyrus made a good point on those, and, you know, would appreciate taking a look at those at a future meeting, but is there a way, since we're under a timeline, to provide recommendations by the end of this year to possibly include that equipment, if there are anything that is anything we need to add to the list, just with the caveat of in the event that these rules go final, so that they would, you know, be included before the next triennial review, or is that premature, or is there some sort of mechanism we can do to make sure that that type of equipment makes it on the list?
Good question. I'll defer to TCP staff. I have my comments that there is some precedent for that, but any comments from TCP staff?
Hi, this is Elizabeth again. Of course, the committee is free to make any recommendations that you'd like to make. And I believe, if memory serves me correct, on the expedited review list, there's at least one item for, I believe it's carbon sequestration, that has a disclaimer that says this item is basically only valid when the final rule is promulgated by EPA or something along those lines. So I think there's probably room. I would, I guess I would say you could include something like that in your recommendations if you'd like, or you could exclude that.
Thanks, Elizabeth. That was the one I was thinking of.
All right, that's helpful. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, the other thing, this is Cyrus Reed with Sierra Club, sorry. The other legislation passed by the legislature that might lead to, you know, additional controls would be the Alvarado Patty Bill. I think it was SB 900 on above-ground storage tanks, but as I remember, that one has a long timeline. The TCEQ doesn't have to come up with the regulations or requirements until next year. But that could lead to, you know, some additional requirements for petrochemical plants and others that have above-ground storage tanks, you know, safety and environmental controls. But I think we have enough time. I don't think anything's going to happen this year on it, but TCEQ would know better than I what their timeline is.
Okay, thanks.
And I did, Bob, I did get a chance to look at the report, and it looks, I'm fine with it.
Okay. All right, thanks. Any other comments about item number five? Either the non-exclusive list or tier one thing. Okay. We will continue. I plan to put this on the agenda for the next meeting also. And in the meantime, maybe we can do a little research and come back to the committee for more discussion next time. Any other items Well, before we move off the bottom number five, any other comments for bottom number five? And I mentioned earlier, I'm going to pause for the public to comment also, so I'll pause for the public. Any input? We welcome it.
This is James LaBaugh. I propose that Bob Adair be entitled Consul for Life to the committee. Thank you.
I think I might decline that one, James. Thank you.
James, you've got no authority on this committee.
Thank God.
Hey,
we need some levity sometimes.
It's Adam Haynes. I look through my emails. I've got the minutes from December, but I don't see the list. So if Elizabeth, if you can go ahead and resend that, I apologize for making you for making work, but I don't have it.
Okay, I can send that directly to you, or I can send it to Bob, and he can resubmit it to the whole committee. What's your preference?
Yeah.
Whole committee. Okay. I couldn't find it either.
Okay, Bob, I'll send it to you again.
Okay. All right, that's
really good. All right. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Any other comments at item number five? Which is a charter review. So do you have any old business? Any new business? Any other comments? Any comments from TCU staff also? I should have said that for just a second. Anything we'll not be missing. All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Are we going to go back? Do you want to go back to four, to the annual report?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Thank you very much. What's the will of the group? Do people need more time to review it? Or are we okay to vote on the draft? Again, I'm not pushing it.
Hey, Bob, this is Bill Longley. I had a chance to review it, and it looks great to me. I'll admit I didn't catch the wrong date on the very last line, but with that change, I think it looks great, and I'd be happy to make a motion to approve if that's where we're going with it.
Okay. All right.
Greg Maxim, second the motion.
We have a motion from Bill Longley to approve the 2021 annual report of the committee as drafted with the one amendment at the end, and a second by Greg Maxim. Any additional discussion? Okay, those
none. One question I had was the rulemaking. This has been such a confusing couple years with COVID. My sense of date sometimes gets, but the changes that were made by TCEQ through the rulemaking, was that 2020? So that wasn't 2021 where we looked at the changes made for the ZIG and all that stuff. Was that already back in 2020?
Uh-huh. Correct.
Okay. All right. So that all happened in 2020. Okay.
Yeah, the committee submitted, as I recall, the last recommendations in 2019 for the end of the year, and the commissioners actually approved those changes in 2020.
Okay.
For 2021.
Yes.
So anyway, it was 2020, yes.
Okay.
Hey. Any other comments before we call the vote? All right. Those in favor of the committee as drafted with the amendment for the date, say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Thanks. I'll get that out within a couple of weeks, and I'll send it to the entire committee, and it'll be posted on the TCEQ's website. So, all right. Any other old business, any new business?
Hey, Bob, this is just a suggestion, or maybe it's for TCQ staff, but given that TCQ is under sunset review, would it make sense, and part of their review is to look at advisory committees, would it make sense to send this annual report to the sunset staff that's looking at TCQ just to show that we're an effective advisory committee that's doing their job? Just a thought. I'd be happy to send it.
Okay.
You know, on a personal, but it might make sense to send from TCQ.
I'll defer to TCEQ and the rest of the committee. That's the deal. That's logical to me. But any other comments? Okay.
We can contact the our Sunset Committee representatives here. To see how they'd like to receive it.
Okay.
And we'll get back with you on that, okay?
Okay. All right. That's fine. You remind me what the timeline is for the Sunset Committee for you, for TCQ?
They're in the review now. I believe they're scheduled to come out with their draft, you know, recommendations and report. I want to say it in May. I might be wrong on that, but sometime this later this spring.
Okay. All right. Bob, any other? Yes.
This is Vincent Myler with the TCQ Sunset Review Team. Cyrus, you're right. The draft report is due out in May.
Okay. All right. Any other comments? Okay. Here, one more pause for the public. All right, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
You Landrum, so moved.
All right. Second, a motion to adjourn. Who seconded?
Adam Haynes.
Okay. All right, we have a motion in a second to adjourn. Who's in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
When's the next meeting?
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, the next meeting
day. I have to go to TCP's website and look. It's
okay. That's, yeah, I can do the same. Okay, thank you,
it's May 13th.
All right. Goodbye. Bye.